This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump bemoaned the horrible number of Americans who have died due to the coronavirus while pointing to signs of hope. Speaking at his daily briefing at the White House, the president said in the midst of grief, the country is seeing signs that its strategy is working.
We're seeing hospital admissions declining very substantially, as I said, and nationwide the number of new cases per day is flattening, substantially suggesting that we're near the peak.
However, experts on the president's coronavirus task force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned that reopening the country too soon could cause a devastating new spike in infections.
This is not the time to feel that since we have made such important advance in the sense of success of the mitigation, that we need to be pulling back at all.
Trump, who is now weighing when to reopen the economy, is pointing to models that are forecasting U.S. death rates far lower than originally estimated. The president's comments came on the same day as Johns Hopkins University's worldwide death toll surpassed 100,000. The director general of the World Health Organization warned Friday that a premature lifting of restrictions by countries to fight the coronavirus outbreak could spark a deadly resurgence. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO was working with countries on strategies for gradually easing restrictions.
WHO is working with affected countries on strategies for gradually and safely easing restrictions.
The WHO director general stressed he hoped the pandemic would make countries assess their health care systems, even those who claim to have the strongest. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his son should not be going back to work anytime soon and that he needs to rest up. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
In an interview with the BBC, Stanley Johnson said Boris would need a period of readjustment before picking up the reins again in Downing Street. The UK leader spent 3 nights in the intensive care unit at St Thomas's Hospital in London after his COVID-19 symptoms worsened. He was then moved back to a regular ward and is resting in what his office has described as the early phase of his recovery. Johnson was diagnosed with COVID-19 2 weeks ago, the first world leader confirmed to have the illness. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab is standing in for Johnson while he is in hospital. Karen Chalice, London.
South Korean officials on Friday reported 91 patients thought cleared of the new coronavirus had tested positive again. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Korea's Center for Disease Control and Prevention have said that the virus may have been reactivated rather than the patients being reinfected. But authorities say it remains unclear what is behind the trend and that investigations are still underway. Some experts have suggested that false test results could also be at fault, but may not be infectious or of danger to the host or others. But the prospect of people being reinfected with the virus is of international concern. Many countries are hoping and relying on infected populations developing sufficient immunity to prevent a resurgence of the virus. South Korea on Friday reported its lowest number of new infections after daily cases peaked at more than 900 in late February, and the death toll rose to at least 211.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Nearly a year after fire devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, the city's archbishop held a small ceremony there to mark Good Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, he prayed that Easter's message of rebirth might bring comfort to a country stricken by the coronavirus pandemic.
Wearing hard hats with their clerical robes, only 7 people, including Paris Archbishop Michel Petit, attended the solemn service, as many more watched on television at home. It was only the second service to have been held in the iconic cathedral since the April 15 fire. We are in this half-fallen cathedral to say that life still exists, the Archbishop said in his homily. President Emmanuel Macron has set a target of 5 years for restoring Notre Dame. But restoration work has been put on hold following the lockdown that began in France on March 17.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.